Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's about that time.
Let's do it.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. It is Tuesday. It is 9 o'clock. It is time for everyone's favorite break room game, Where They Won. Mm. If you are new to the show, here's how this works.
Yep.
Kimmy has a post from one of the neighborhood apps. You folks continue to send these posts to Kimmy, and we greatly appreciate it. She reads the post you send, but removes street names and references to the town to not give it right away. But if you listen close enough.
You have to listen.
Listen.
Don't jump. Listen.
We will be able, with the clues available, to figure out which town, village, or neighborhood in the city of Rochester it came from. And when you figure it out, you call us, when we have an open phone line, at 252-WCMF, 252-9263, and you tell us where they whine. We did not have a winner last week.
No, nobody's in the hole.
Ben's hole is gaping.
Ooh.
And that means we still don't have a winner for the year 2026.
No.
Let's do it.
So someone could be the first winner of the new year. Kimmy?
Yeah?
Let's do the damn thing.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Spencer Ward. Yates. Henrietta. Where they whining.
Hey, everyone. Not sure if this is the right form for this, but I'm gonna throw it out there. I'm looking for someone or a few people of like mind. I'm into most things spiritual, as well as nature, animals, making crystal healing bracelets, and other woo-woo stuff. I do have some health issues, so I don't go out all the time, and I don't have any friends here in Rochester, so I only hang out with, well, me. After trying to befriend the pest repairman, my kid suggested I put myself out there and make a friend. So here I am. Anyone want to hang out sometime and talk about the moon, zodiac signs, or making your own crafts? DM me, please. If this is not allowed, please let me know. Thanks, everyone. Mia responds, "Hi there. I hang out at blank over on blank. My friend is a Reiki healer and holds a session there once a month if you're interested. If you're looking for other spiritual or as you put it, woo-woo people, that's the place. It's very welcoming, and we meet up there all the time. Don't be a stranger."
Okay. This is hard. First of all, why you got to be a dick?
What?
Why you got to be a dick?
Oh.
We have talked on the show
about
several
healing.
Times.
No, about how, want to be healed?
About how hard it is to make friends when you're
it
an
is.
Adult. And this person hangs it out there. And you start laughing at it.
And you start to find other people with like magic bracelets
okay, look,
and stuff
I,
and like crystals.
Hey, but this person's putting out what they're into.
Hey,
so
man. And they're hanging it out there. God bless
yeah.
them.
Man,
tough.
Look, I also don't believe in that stuff, but man who thinks that whiskey keeps him healthy is going to make fun of somebody.
Listen to country music. It's in every other song.
Whiskey!
Whiskey soothes my throat.
What are you hearing?
So I know somebody that does this from the old show.
Okay.
So I'm going to pick that town, because I think she had other people in that area that did this, like a little community.
Mm-hmm.
So I am taking the fine town of Webster.
Webster?
Yep.
That is, what a stupid pick.
Why? Because it came out of my mouth?
No, because when you think.
Why can't it be Webster?
When I think Webster, I don't think like healing.
Oh, they did it.
Oh,
she
did
it.
They did it.
Heal
and she had other healers in the area.
They did it.
Yeah.
They did it. All right.
Well, where are they healing, Pat?
No, it feels like this is somewhere in the city, but
no,
because
you're
going to
go late. You're going to go obvious and lose.
No, it also feels like that's two on the nose. That's what I'm trying to say here.
Pat's going to do the thinking man's pick.
In reality, well, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do is think, you
idiot.
Break
it down.
Not just be like, I know a girl who did this, so that's where it has to be. You just hit your knee on the table. Good. That's what you get.
That's what you get when you laugh at people.
Circular firing squad in the room. Oh, God, this is really
No, come
hard.
On. It's easy. You're a king champ over here.
I literally, king champ, did you call me? What am I, a golden retriever? No, I said this is hard as soon as she stopped talking. I got it.
Oh, he's got it.
I got it. They whining in Henrietta. They're 100% whining.
Soul in Henrietta. Crystal's going to solve your stuff in Henrietta.
Got that? Are you just mumbling? You just sputtering sentence fragments into a microphone?
I got healed on the Jeff.
No, Henrietta, for whatever reason, is a very, like, how do I put this?
You ain't got one goddamn church.
You ain't got one goddamn. This isn't a religious thing, man. It's a holistic thing.
It is, but it's kind of tied to religion.
It's not. Henrietta.
Like, you know, Eastern religions.
Easterns. Are you having a stroke?
I wish.
Henrietta's a very holistic town. They call it holistic Henrietta. Nope. Yeah, I'm going with Henrietta here.
Go ahead. Go for no goddamn reason.
No, I just.
Oh, by the way, you take the town you live in. I know somebody that does it. You just take your neighborhood.
You also lived in Webster, you dumbass. You lived in Webster.
I did. No more. I changed, man.
No, you haven't. You have not changed at all from the moment I met you. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There is one rule and one rule only. All right? You get one town. If you call up the show when you're on hold and somebody else says the town you were going to pick while you're waiting, you got two options. You hang up the phone, try again next week, we won't be mad, or pick a different town. If we pick up the phone and you say, well, I was going to say, but anyway, you have been disqualified, and the commissioner has all final say. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's go with a woman who last was in Ben's gaping hole, which is wide open today. Alicia, where are they whining?
I'm going to try to guess East Rochester because I have no idea where this could be.
All right. Why? So you don't have a reason it's East Rochester?
No, I don't know. I have a few friends from East Rochester.
Whoa. Stop. You have friends?
No, that joke is really good when you do it three times a week.
Technically, I've been the winner for the last 5 weeks because no one's won. Ooh.
She's actually right.
What? It's true.
She's been sitting in the winner's circle for five whole weeks.
Oh, by accident.
Oh, no. It's just because I'm that good.
Yeah. All right, Alicia, we got you for East Rochester for no reason. Thank you for the call. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Caleb. Hello, Caleb. What are you wanting? Caleb? Caleb. Did the crystals get him?
Caleb.
Yeah, sorry. I was muted.
Ah, way to go. No, that's a great way to use your phone, dumbass. Caleb, where are they whining?
They're whining in Dacoit.
Ooh, old town? Crystal town.
No, bro. The wives make the crystals for the husbands. Okay? Why around Dacoit?
It's a holistic town.
Around Dacoit's a holistic town?
Well, a lot of bodies out there wrecked with pain, man. A lot of old folks.
Wait, where, what part of Around Dacoit have I not been to where they're holistic?
I don't know. What part of Rochester's have you been in that it took you 10 months to finally get another star?
Ouch.
Brutal.
Great call.
Happy New Year, guys.
Great call, Caleb. Have a good rest of the day. I love how he realized he didn't have a reason he picked the town that he picked.
We're just going off vibes today.
Well, no, but this whole
post...
Well,
like crystals. Yeah. You go off of vibes.
Yes, the whole post is vibes, man. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Mark. Mark, where are they whining?
Let's see. I'm going to go with the South Wedge.
Oh, we're going. All right, first city pick. Why the South Wedge?
Couple reasons. It's artsy over there and kind of like, I think, hippie-ish a little bit.
Okay. They got the hippie.
And she did mention in the post that it's Rochester. And I know that generalizes she lives in the Rochester area, but it may give a little bit of a hint. If you listen, you might find out some things.
Okay, Mark, thank you for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I'm going to say this to Mark's pick, and I don't want to hurt him because he seems like a nice guy. I think people would be shocked within how many suburban homes men and women secretly are into this thing.
Okay.
Right?
Like, you think it's big?
Look, I get that folks think like this is like a city forward-thinking progressive hippie thing. No, I'm telling you right now.
Regular folk. Way
more people than will say out loud are into this type of thing. Mm. I'm telling you right now.
Why do you usually have like a liberal, crunchy, granola type of person?
No.
Doing crystals?
No.
Because you're kind of reaching.
Well, but I mean, can't you make an argument anything like that is reaching?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Every town, village, or city, or neighborhood in the city of Rochester has a bookstore that caters to this kind of
thing. There's always a weirdo out there with some money.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Sarah. Sarah, where are they whining?
Gates.
Are you Sarah?
She said Gates.
Yes. Oh, Gates. I'm sorry. Yeah. Why Gates?
It just seems to be out there as a town in general, so I feel like their views would be out there.
Okay, Sarah, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Gates once in your life?
Yes, I have, and it's quite country-ish out there, depending on where you're at in it.
Okay, see, here's the thing. I grew up in Gates, born and raised at Gates. I go to Gates all the time. If there was one town I would have guaranteed this did not happen in, it's the town of Gates.
No crystals?
Sarah, I don't know you, and you seem like a nice person, but I'm ashamed of you. I'm ashamed of you right now, Sarah.
I don't know. It seemed like it could have that vibe.
Okay. Sarah, are you a crystal person?
I used to collect them.
Oh, you collect crystals. Do you think the crystals are helping you in some way? And I'm not judging. I'm just asking. I'm not judging.
Because they're healing.
Okay. You have healing crystals. What have they done to heal, Sarah?
Her hearing?
Not picking towns, I'll tell you that.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe you should hear. No, do this. Google crystal for picking better towns and then try again next week. Right. How about that?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Sarah, thank you for the call.
So what did she say? Gates?
Gates? Right. Gates? Yeah, hey, I got a crystal over here. Spaghetti, meatball, pasta, bejeweled. 252-WCMF. Let's get one more in before we get a reread for the folks just joining us. Let's talk to Nick. Nick, where are they whining, buddy?
Man, this is some white people stuff. It's Churchville.
So based on the number of Caucasian folks that live in Churchville, that's what you're going with?
That is correct.
Is Churchville populated enough to have a place where folks like this could congregate?
Well, dude, so that's what I'm thinking, right? It's not like she's lonely, seems like she's looking for friends.
Oh, yeah, forget the lonely.
Successful in doing it, right?
Okay.
Not kind of a lot of people.
Okay. All
so,
right.
You know, tough to find.
Okay.
Definitely some white people stuff.
All right.
That's what it is.
Nick, we got you for Churchville, buddy. Thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I would argue anywhere that has a yoga studio would also be apt. You'd be apt to find people.
Okay.
And again, every town has yoga places.
True.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take. With the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kimmy, can we get a reread for the folks that are just joining us, please?
Yes. Hey, everyone. Not sure if this is the right forum for this, but I'm going to throw it out there. I'm looking for someone or a few people of like mind. I'm into most things spiritual, as well as nature, animals, making crystal healing bracelets, and other woo-woo stuff. I do have some health issues, so I don't go out all the time, and I also don't have any friends here in Rochester, so I only hang out with, well, me. After trying to befriend the pest repairman, my kid suggested I put myself out there and make a friend. So here I am. Anyone want to hang out sometime and talk about the moon, zodiac signs, or making your own crafts? DM me, please. If this is not allowed, please let me know. Thanks, everyone. Mia writes underneath, hi there. I hang out at blank over on blank. My friend is a Reiki healer and holds a session there once a month if you're interested. If you're looking for other spiritual or, as you put it, woo-woo people, that's the place. It's very welcoming, and we meet up there all the time. Don't be a stranger.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy is in Webster, because I know a girl who did this.
Hey, she's an old lady, buddy.
I am in Henrietta. Alicia is in East Rochester. Caleb is in Irondequoit, because you got a lot of, crystal people out there. Mark in the South Wedge. Sarah is in Gates, because she's never been to the town of Gates once in her life. Nick is out in Churchville, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Only one city pick so far, which I'm surprised by. Let's go. Here's how I know the crystals don't work.
Okay.
When we were on break, I got a crystal to keep this woman away, and now Christine is on CMF. Christine, where are they whining?
I'm the crystal that keeps on shining. I'm going to say Pittsburgh.
Why Pittsburgh?
Because there's a whole bunch of them up on Monroe Avenue. There's a bunch of people that are very quiet about this. And
they're so quiet, only Christine can hear them. If you listen real carefully.
Okay, little Duff. You know, you're cute.
Thank you.
Did you change your handle yet on your email?
On my instant messenger from American Online? America Online?
Well, you are that old, so it just goes to show. Pittsburgh, because she's also trying to make friends with the pest control guy. And who has more pests but Pittsburgh? Tommy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great call, Christine.
Yeah. Pittsburgh.
Great call. Okay, we got you.
Pittsburgh.
Have a good rest of the day. Well, can a Reiki healer make me feel better right now?
No, not after that call.
Can somebody just do that with vibes over the phone? Okay. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Barber. Barber, where are they whining, buddy?
Hilton.
Why Hilton?
Because the clue, she said she's really into animals and space and all that, so she probably has a nice spread out in Hilton. She's far enough away from the actual city. That's why she doesn't have that many friends, so she's kind of stuck out in Hilton.
That's an interesting take. I don't hate that.
It sounds like she doesn't have any friends because she's a weirdo.
She's into this weird
stuff, and she has a hard time making friends. I don't think it has anything to do with
isolation. She doesn't get out much.
That's what I'm saying. It sounds like wherever she is, she would have this problem.
Okay, but here's the thing. There's also a ton of people who are into this. Barbara, thanks for the call.
But she sounds like a sad woman.
I'll read you this. Tyler wrote us on Instagram. He says, my girlfriend's company sells crystals. They did half a million in sales last year with three people working for them. It's not hard to make friends when you're into this kind of thing because, like I said, this is a huge thing that not a lot of people talk about.
Do you believe that?
Yes, I do.
Bro, every guy brags about his old lady when they are in sales. Oh, my old lady's crushing it,
Whether or not...
Yeah, she's on straight commission.
Whether or not...
I don't even need to work, man. I can sit in a hot tub all day and just read hot rod magazines.
Are you describing your life?
No, I don't like hot rod magazines.
Whether or not he's lying, Kimmy, back me up on this. This industry is huge.
Oh, she exploded.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I know people that have... I don't know if they're called crystal parties, but it's kind of similar to that idea back in the day, purse parties and stuff, where you go and somebody reads your energy and they give you stones and crystals based on your personality.
I'll tell you this. Every woman in this building owns a crystal. Everyone.
Even Crystal?
Crystal owns three crystals.
Wait, Crystal has three crystals?
Yeah. All right. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Woody. Hey, Woody, where are they whining?
I'm going to go with Greece.
Why Greece?
Greece, has more Reiki masters per capita than any other municipality in the greater Rochester area.
Did you just make that up?
Yes.
Okay, great.
But you said it so well.
Well, I know, it was very
with that voice.
Based on maybe.
Everything.
Based on population, he's probably right, though.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, she died because she rubbed rocks on her head. So there's a reason why that woman has health issues, because that crap doesn't work.
Well, yeah, obviously you shouldn't use this as a substitution for actual medical care.
But some people do.
Some people do. I mean, that's how Steve Jobs died.
He did?
Yeah. Yeah. He had the money to have that stuff cured, and he went with the mumbo jumbo.
Holistic cure. And it did not work. Did not work for him.
All right.
Woody, we got you for grease, buddy. Thanks for the call. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Jay. Jay, where are they whining, buddy?
Park Ave.
Where?
Park Ave.
Oh, Park Ave. Why Park Ave?
So it's an older mother because her kids are telling her what to do.
Okay.
She's sick, so she's probably around my mom's age, which is like, you know, late 50s, early 60s.
Okay.
She doesn't get out because she's sick, even though she lives in a busy area. Maybe, you know, she can't walk. She lives on a second story.
Okay.
A lot of second stories in Park Ave.
A lot of second stories. It's a two-story. You buy it, they give you one story. You move in, they give you another story.
So, yeah, Park Ave.
All right, we got you for Park Ave. Thanks, buddy. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to a man who knows a thing or two about holistic medicine.
Oh, fantastic.
Party Boat Mark. Hey, Mark. Where are they whining, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, they're whining in Brockport.
Why Brockport?
Well, I know because a lot of holistic healing out there. A lot of weirdos. Me being one. So she doesn't have a big spread. She's got bugs. It's about all she's got.
What
she's
a weirdo. You know what she got? She got bugs. You got bugs out there.
You got bugs.
You got bugs. No, you know, look,
size of your fist.
To Mark's point, I was unaware of this until I had a buddy that got tattooed out in Brockport when I was a kid. Brockport does have this weird, tiny, like holistic hippie ass community.
Completely. You go to the public market or down there on the on like Saturdays and Sundays when they close Main Street, it's all hippies.
Yeah, and then when they leave, you know what you got? What? Bugs.
Then why didn't you pick? If you knew this, why didn't you pick it?
I kind of forgot about it. No, like I'm, it's
too
all,
late on that.
It's all coming back to me. Like there's three or four shops where you walk in and it's all these people, and then a couple of bugs. Mark, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF 252-9263. Let's wrap it up with Bill. He's got the last word. Bill, where are they whining, buddy?
I think they're whining in Brighton.
Why Brighton?
Brighton, because I believe they have. You look at some of the houses there, they look kind of old. There's going to be some old people. You know this person's old. And it's got a lot of those funky kind of shops around 12 Corners area.
You got them funky 12 Corners shops?
Oh, yeah, the Subway shop?
He's thinking of the consignment shop. That's what he thinks is funky.
Consignment and the cannabis place and all funky. This neat stuff.
Funky.
So I'm going with Brighton.
All right, Bill. Thanks, buddy. Have a good
day. I did not see Brighton.
No, I don't think it's Brighton either, but it is funny what, like, through old man eyes. They're selling clothes.
Well, they got a cannabis shop, so.
They're selling clothes again, and they're selling the weed, Kimmy. All right.
Let's do it.
All right, let's see here.
Come
on. We had no winner last week, but today we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. We should get one.
All right.
No bunching.
No bunching at all. We are all over the place. Tommy's in Webster. I'm in Henrietta. Alicia is in East Rochester. Caleb is in Irondequoit. Mark is in the South Wedge. Sarah is in Gates because no one has ever described Gates to Sarah. Mm-hmm. Nick is out in Churchville because he put it, this is some white people stuff. Christine is in Pittsford because she says that there are more pests in Pittsford than anywhere else. Mm. Barber is in Hilton because he thinks she has a large spread. Woody is in the town of Greece. As he put it, there are more Reiki healers in Greece per capita than anywhere else in America. Mm. He then admitted he made that up. Jay is on Park Ave. Party Boat Mark is in Brockport because it's got a lot of hippie stuff and it's full of bugs.
She got bugs.
She got bugs. And Bill is in Brighton. Are we ready?
Yes.
Let's do the damn thing.
Brockport! Greece!
What are you clapping about?
Where
are
they whining?
It ain't you.
We had some close guesses.
Again?
Yeah.
Again?
It was a city. City pick.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. Keep clapping, idiot.
Would you pick?
However.
Would you pick?
I wasn't clapping.
Yeah, you can't clap because you can't feel your hands because you're so old, you dumb bitch. Do it. Say it. I'm standing up right now. I'll punch you right in your stupid head. God, I hate this game so much.
What's the matter?
They whining in the Cornhill neighborhood.
Cornhill.
I wouldn't have guessed Cornhill if I was going to
guess. I never think of Cornhill, and I lived there for 2 years.
Yeah, yeah. No, it went seriously downhill from like 93 to
apparently they got
that would happen.
Bugs.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, what do they got?
Bugs.
You need more lips in there.
Bugs.
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 I can't do it.
Bugs.
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 Bugs. How are you doing it even worse somehow?
Bugs.
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 Bugs. All right. We've gone two.
Jet close to the South Wedge, but not quite there.
Man, 2 weeks sorry, everybody. Without a winner. We haven't had a winner since last year.
So we suck. All of us suck.
No, you suck. You suck hard.
We're on a losing streak right now.
And by the way, Henrietta, the closest town to the South Wedge.
Oh, it's well, not.
Yeah, no, it is. It's true. It touches.
It doesn't matter because it wasn't the South Wedge.
It, like, you literally can drive into the South Wedge from Henrietta.
No, you can't. Yeah, I can. So can I.
Sure. No, that's what I'm saying.
All roads go to the Wedge.
No, Webster does not touch the
or
South Wedge.
Or Cornhill.
Okay.
Wait, it's Cornhill. What are you talking about the Wedge?
I mean,
I said
I
it was close.
That's what I meant.
It was very close, but it's technically it was Cornhill.
Shut up. Bugs. All right, let's take a break.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take. With the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, exciting news for sports fans in Western New York.
So what's going on?
We got a lot of stuff going on right now. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. All right, the Bills are playing 4:30 on Saturday against the Denver Broncos. We've got the Bills in the divisional round of the playoffs. The Sabres are on a heater, although they lost last night 4-3 to the Florida Panthers. That's okay. They are still in a playoff spot right now.
Really?
Maybe they're turning it around. I'm not buying in yet because you've broken my heart so many times, but it's at least entertaining.
Okay.
And two bigger events. One is definitely, one maybe on the horizon.
Oh, what we got?
Yesterday, the NHL announced that the 2026 NHL draft will be at the KeyBank Center in Buffalo on June 26th and 27th.
The NHL draft.
You got it.
So they've hosted before, right? Like not too long ago?
So 2016 was the last time it was here, if I'm not mistaken. It has been in Buffalo four times.
Oh.
And I know that you think this is silly, Tommy.
No, it's the NHL draft.
And that it's just a big business meeting.
No, it's like the fourth most popular draft after the military.
I went to the KeyBank Center in 2016.
Well, whoa.
Was it packed or is it kind of not, you don't get as many fans?
Out the door, man.
So it was, the first night it was sold out.
Okay.
The second night.
Well, it was also a free Twizzler night.
I went the second day where it wasn't sold out.
Yeah.
I had so much fun. I have not had
that
much
fun.
I'm telling you, man, it was such a great experience.
Dude, nothing but great guys, man, hanging out.
What percentage of players drafted actually show up?
A lot of them.
Really? It's not, because I'm thinking of like NFL, NBA draft, where they're all sitting there waiting to be drafted. And I didn't know if the NHL kind of had that same thing going on, because obviously you're going to get the top guys. But like, because it's so international, are people coming in from overseas?
Yes, so that's what was so fun about being there. So for those who don't know, they put on like a carnival-like atmosphere around it too. Like there's activities to do outside of the actual like draft happening the ice normally is. So I went day two just to go check out the scene. I went by myself because I had never been to an NHL draft before. And I just put my ass in a seat around a bunch of people. And then all of a sudden, everyone around me started getting drafted.
Oh.
So like all of a sudden, like someone would, hey, everyone stand up. Like, hey, guys, like there's kids. No one's speaking English around me. Like they flew in from Europe, families. And this was, they're all in suits, these 18, 19-year-old kids. Yeah.
So you didn't wonder why the guy next to you was wearing a suit?
Well, I guess I hadn't really.
An extremely tight European cut suit.
It was dark.
Black
so like,
shoes.
I wasn't really looking around. And then I'm like, oh my God, I'm in the middle of these kids getting
drafted.
I feel
very underdressed.
It was pretty cool. Like you're watching these kids' dreams come true, like right in front of you.
And this
face.
Is coming next year?
It will be here. No, it's coming in June.
Oh.
June, the June draft will be in Buffalo.
Man, they really wait to last minute to schedule that draft.
So the NHL changed.
Normally the NFL, like they plan this out years in advance.
So the reason the NHL is now able to do this, they're doing what they call a decentralized draft. They used to have the entire front office of every NHL team come to where the draft was, and they would live on the draft floor for like 3 days.
Yeah.
And that isn't happening anymore, so they could just pick a city.
Okay. Gotcha.
But Buffalo also does, you know how the NFL has the combine?
Yeah.
The NHL Combine is in Buffalo.
Oh, okay.
Every
so
single year.
So you can watch these guys work out.
I don't know if you're allowed in, and I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Oh.
Calm down over there. But this might be small potatoes compared to what the Pegulas are trying to do in Buffalo down the road.
What else?
The Pegulas and Rochester native Aquinas graduate and big head honcho out in Buffalo, Pete Guelli, are in the middle of trying to sell the NFL on the draft at the new stadium in 2028.
Oh, well, that would make sense, new stadium. Except there's not a lot of hotels to bring in all the media.
So yeah, I thought it was more, it's not so much that the Bills couldn't put it on, it's more like the everything around it
would be difficult.
Like right. Something out of your control.
So let's break this down, because you're right, you would need a lot of hotel rooms, media, players, teams to make this work. So I guess you could position it as the first like international draft. If you got people in Niagara Falls or Toronto that would be coming down for something like this, it would also give the NFL the opportunity to bring these prospects across the border.
Okay.
To like, you know, market to the Canadians, like look where we are here.
Yeah.
There's a hell of a lot of people in Toronto that could spend money on NFL teams.
True.
Outside of that, you're right. I don't know where they put everybody, but it does seem like Buffalo will be getting this, if not in 2028, soon after.
Yeah, brand new stadium, it makes sense.
But where are you going to put everybody? Are we going to have people staying in
Spread
Rochester?
Spread them around.
I mean, like, you may have people, media members staying in Rochester.
Okay. So, I mean, you could make it work, like you say.
I'm picturing it kind of looking like when Green Bay hosted.
Yeah,
how did they
Green,
do it?
Because they had stuff around the stadium. I don't know if the draft actually took place in the stadium or on, like, a stage outside the stadium.
But still, where did everybody
stay? But I remember,
stay?
Like,
I
they
know.
Had...
Milwaukee?
They had people, like, nice coming time. Out of this, like... Posted up in the stadium.
Do me a favor. Google how many hotel rooms are there in Buffalo, New York.
Well, nice ones, not like, you know, rough.
Well, no, because, you know.
Get knifed.
There are also families of players and media members from like smaller media outlets that will be staying in those not so nice hotels.
Okay.
I'm not talking like, you know, by the hour motel. Yeah. Like a Red Roof Inn is a place where somebody who writes for a paper in Denver can come and.
Sure. Good enough for
them.
I
mean, potentially you could have people stay in Batavia, Rochester.
Airbnbs.
Across the border.
I would be furious if let's say I work, you know, we're doing the show here.
Yeah.
And they're going to send me out to the draft in Denver.
Yeah.
And I got to stay in like Littleton, Colorado and drive 90 minutes to
get
to
Yeah, but you're some schlub writer.
But that's what I mean. I don't want to do that.
Nobody reads your crap anyway.
Well, no, I think I'd be a good writer. How dare you?
As of, this is a couple years, as of 2023, there were just over 10,000 rooms in Erie County.
That's lower than you think.
Yeah, it is.
That sounds like a lot.
That's way lower than you think it is.
Oh.
About just under 2,000 within the city of Buffalo.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. The NHL announces yesterday that the KeyBank Center at Buffalo will be hosting the 2026 NHL Draft. If you are a hockey fan of any way.
You got to go,
No,
man.
I'm seriously encouraging you. The cup was there. I got my picture with the cup. That was fun.
How cool is that?
Look, you got go experience it.
Did you also see the Stanley Cup?
I don't get it.
I know you wanted to get close to some cups.
Are you talking about like things that cover men's genitals? Brutal. Brutal. Wow. Someone want to call Christine back? Get the show to be a little more entertaining. I would argue if the NFL... What?
How great it is.
No. Will you, what?
I'm listening. It's a great
Do you really
show.
Think, though, the NHL draft is practice for the NFL? I mean, they're
no,
just
they've
so,
done it so many
completely
times.
Different
No,
things.
I don't think it's practice. Oh, I would okay. argue what I'm saying is if the Bills host the NFL draft,
yeah.
it will be the biggest event that Buffalo yes. has ever hosted in its history. Other than that time a president got shot to death.
Yeah, but that wasn't really, that didn't really draw a crowd to the next day. Yeah, I try to think, like, because they don't host any major golf events.
No, Buffalo doesn't have that. Because, yeah, we have Oak Hill.
They yeah, and that's major.
Yeah. Like, you don't have an NBA team, so you wouldn't have an NBA finals. Sabres haven't, I mean, the NHL,
yeah.
the Stanley Cup finals are, they're big, but yeah. you're still only going to get 20,000 people in the arena. Like, you could have, what are they getting, 100,000 people for these drafts now?
Oh, really? Main with everybody?
Yeah. yeah. The way people travel.
Can you, one more Google for me. Just Google how many people showed up at the, where was the last draft? Kansas City? Just go Detroit.
I thought it was Detroit.
No, it wasn't the last one.
Oh.
Was it? I don't know.
I thought it was.
Nashville? They all blend
together. Oh, Nashville. Yeah, they did it right down the street.
The last NFL draft was in Detroit.
Okay, how many? Can you tell me how many people showed
up? No, that's 2022. Yeah.
No, I think they had over 100,000 people that first night.
Could you do it like campsites and stuff? People?
You're gonna camp
it was in Green Bay
like
last
Darien
year.
Lake and places like that.
All right, how many people do they get? Well, you're going to camp in April?
Yeah, toughen you up.
You're going to rent?
I'm mad out of you.
I'm going to be in the NFL and my mom's going to rent an RV to stay at Darien Lake and
well,
then
I mean,
drive
you gotta make
the
it work.
RV to Orchard Park.
Sometimes you
got to
make it. Oh, by the way, why couldn't you bring your RV over to watch? It could go to
okay.
the
tailgate the, man, it's going to be a drunken disaster.
Of course it's going to be.
So the NFL draft in Green Bay drew a total, so this is over a couple days,
over the 3 days.
Total of 600,000 attendees.
But that's the
but
same
that made it the second highest attended draft ever.
But you probably didn't get this, but that's like every day they're counting. You could have went there for 3 days.
Detroit had the most, it sounds
All
like.
All right, so then that's 200,000 people.
Yeah.
And you only have 10.
That's Woodstock.
You only have 10,000 hotel rooms in the whole city of Buffalo. This has a potential to...
Maybe they can't do it.
I don't know, though. I feel like the Bills would not have built that beautiful brand-new stadium if there wasn't a wink nudge from the NFL.
Okay.
Like, we're going to give you an event.
Maybe they got to build a couple of goddamn hotels by the stadium.
So here's a fun fact for you, and this is the weirdest
Love fun facts.
Thing you're going to hear all day.
Yeah.
If you've ever tried to spend the night for a Bills game.
You're still going to have to drive. You're still going to be in traffic. You're still going to be on the road.
It's very hard.
We got to drive downtown, right?
Exactly. Downtown Buffalo, the closest hotels are like 20 minutes away without game traffic. And the reason for that. Orchard Park, where the stadium is situated, is like the Pittsford of Buffalo.
Yeah, it's right in the middle of town.
And they are so hoity-toity snooty that despite the fact that they will now have had two NFL stadiums in their town,
yeah.
they are not allowed to build anything more than three stories in their town.
But the stadium is like 15.
That's the only thing.
Really?
So,
I didn't know that.
Yes, so you cannot, no hotel company, knowing that they're only going to be able to like fill that place up 8, 9, 10 weeks a year, is going to build a two-floor hotel.
Oh.
So that's why there are no hotels in Orchard Park, New York.
Okay.
So the only
they want to keep it nice.
But again.
Except for game day.
Yes, thank
there's
you.
There's crap all over the place.
And even the bars surrounding the stadium. Like, I love them. Like, the food is good and everything.
But they're all dive bars.
Prohibition, right. Danny's, Big Tree.
You
yes.
can't feed everybody.
And they're dives. Like, they're not these, you know, Pittsburgh doesn't. Yeah. Pittsburgh has one dive bar. It's not even really a dive bar. It's like what rich people think a dive is. Faux dive, if you will. You tried to argue with me that the Pittsburgh pub was a sports bar. There's art on the wall.
Yeah, sports art.
Yeah, Picasso, big baseball fan. So, yeah, I never understood that. Because, like, there have been nights where it's like, well, why don't we just get a hotel room in Buffalo for the night after the game? And by the time you get
don't
to downtown
bother.
Buffalo, it's another 15 minutes and you're home.
Yeah, because most stadiums, they like a little community kind of, like, grows around it. It never happened for Buffalo.
100%. Like, the one thing I will give the Key Bank Center, right downtown, right on the water,
yeah.
There are so many hotel rooms that are walkable to that. It's great.
But, like, shops, restaurants, the whole thing. Like, it kind of grows.
Yeah. If you want to make a night of a Sabres game, you can have a walkable hotel room. There's seven Grab walkable dinner. Restaurants, six nice. Walkable bars.
That's what they need.
Why they don't do that in Orchard Park. But then again, the NFL is so big that people will literally alter everything they do just to go watch a game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.